So, I'm sitting here with Ava, and it's her last night of being seven.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask her how she feels about it, and what were the best bits about being seven, and what she hopes to do, or hopes for being eight, I guess. So, right, Ava, come on then, how do you feel about the last night of being seven?
Well, I feel rather sad, but rather happy of turning eight and going older, but I feel rather sad because I would never be seven again, but I will be like 17, which still have a seven in it, and also I'll be sad leaving seven because I love odd numbers, because my favourite number is an odd number.
Okay, so what was the best bit? Think back, if you can, over the whole year. What was one of the best bits about being seven? What did you like most about the last year?
Well, I did like the laughter time, and I liked reading the Mary Towers books.
It was quite a big year, actually, because you started junior school, didn't you? How was that?
Well, it was quite nervous.
Yeah. And what's it like now?
It's fine, but I still wish I was in the infants.
Oh, okay. And what about one of the things I think you enjoyed most, because you spoke about it lots, but was your holiday in Portugal. Remember that?
Yeah.
Is that one of the best things, or?
And I love...
Oh, and what about the...
Yeah, and I love getting the guinea pigs as well.
Okay, so that was the best bits about being seven. And then what about being eight? What do we think?
Well, I do think there's going to be good things about, like, going to Legoland, and then my birthday coming up next year, and Easter and April Fool's Day and Christmas and Halloween and stuff like that. And also other people's birthday to look forward to. And summer in the World Fun Fair and, yeah.
Yeah, loads of good times ahead. Oh, that's great. All right, well, yeah, bye-bye, seven-year-old, and hello, eight-year-old. And let's see what tomorrow morning brings.